David Strassman is returning to Adelaide, bringing his new show, The Chocolate Diet, to Murray Bridge Town Hall this Saturday, Molly.
Nice.
The 26th of November. It's a sold-out show at 7pm, but a couple of tickets left if you can get them to the 9:15. Welcome to the show, David Strassman. Good morning.
Good day. Good morning. It's great to be on your show. You know what? This is the first time playing Murray Bridge in, like, you know, 30 years of playing all over Australia. So I'm really, really, really happy that I get to bring all my puppet characters. I want chocolate. I'm on the phone, Teddy. I want chocolate. I'm on the phone. Get out of here. I'm going to set you on fire. Chuck, put the lighter down. He's got a match. Both of you, I'm on the phone.
Jeepers.
Anyway, I'm sorry, where was I?
You were saying this is your first time in Murray Bridge.
We've been over on the other side of the Spencer Gulf. You know, we played Port Lincoln and Wyala, but this is my first time at Murray Bridge, and we are just so excited.
Well, I feel like you're slowly moving towards, the better regional towns. You start in Wyala, and then you work your way up to Murray Bridge. It's a smart way to do it.
There you go. Well, no, I played all over this country, and so I'm really happy.
How did this journey of ventriloquism start for you? Because I feel like it's not something you just fall into, is it?
No, but if you go to my Wikipedia page, you can read all the juicy details. But basically, I learned in year eight, a teacher taught it in year 8. And it was like probably the first and only time in the history of the world that there was a class in ventriloquism. So,
do you mean like an actual subject at school?
Yes, it was an elective. I had a choice of math, French, or ventriloquism. Oh. And I went, well, this is going to be an easy A.
Wow. Do you use your powers for evil sometimes? Like, is this a handy skill to have?
Well, only when, you want to get out of something that you're in trouble for. You just make the person next to you say the wrong thing.
This is so good. I've got a puppet at home. His name is Laurie the Lorikeet. He's a bit of an Australian one. And I've got a 4-year-old. She's getting a little bit smarter now. She's starting to cotton on, so I need to develop into ventriloquism myself so she can't see my mouth moving. Do you have any tips for anyone that might be getting into it?
Oh, I certainly do. Don't.
Great.
It's stupid. Ventriloquism and playing with dolls is stupid. You can solve the rising CO2s. You can help animals at the local pet shelter. You can be a doctor. You can be a scientist. Ventriloquist? Come on.
That's what they say about radio announcers as well. It's way better things you can
do. In fact, Molly told me you have a great face for radio.
She did that, hey? We can have a chat after the show, Molly.
So for the South Australian part of your tour, you're starting in Wyala, heading to Port Pirie, and then arriving in Murray Bridge. Gosh, it is going to be hot out there.
Well, you know what? The hottest temperature I've ever experienced in Australia was in Wyala.
How hot did it get?
I think it got 45 or 46. It was full on.
Well, it got to 50 when I was there, not to one-up you.
You win, Molly. You win. You just have to be the one-upper. Okay.
With the show on the road, how does Teddy Bear travel around? Is he a bus guy, or is he more like, first class or nothing?
Well, you see, Craig, he's just a puppet. That's not true. That's not true. Could you please prepare my limousine? Yeah, I just called the limo. He's on his way, Ted.
I feel like Teddy Bear's got some spunk. I'm surprised he's not working in radio with that sort of an ego.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, I've been doing radio for so many years. But then, of course, you know what happens after Murray Bridge? We play the beautiful, newly renovated Her Majesty's Theatre.
Mm. And a lot of people will travel down for that. Now, the show's all about obsession with chockies and lollies and failed diets. Sounds a little doom and gloom. How do you make that into a sort of funny couple-hour show?
Well, it's not just Teddy and Chuck. It's my other characters, too. Chuck has an identity issue. He feels he was carved out of the wrong piece of wood. So there's some pro-woman, pro-LGBTQ material in there. There is also, Grandpa Fred is hooked on opioids. So it's funny but very sad. Teddy Bear, he gained some pounds put on weight during the pandemic. So he loses weight and he becomes impossibly thin. and then goes the other way and comes back as impossibly overweight. And it is hilarious. So really, really a great show. It's a laugh every 10 seconds, and that is not an exaggeration. And it's just so much fun. I have so much fun doing it. I'm a grown man who plays with dolls, and I'm not even moving my lips right now.
That must be the first interview we've ever conducted like that.
I love this.
Well, before we let you go, of course, you're touring around Australia. You're talking about chocolates and lollies. Do you know many Aussie sweets?
Do I know many? You mean dated them personally?
No.
I mean, look, whatever you're open to, we accept you here.
Let me see. Years ago, I had a girlfriend named Violet Crumble. Before that, her name was Mars Bar. After that was Cherry Ripe. And then before that was Big Block.
Big Block.
Well, South Australia's got a very famous cake, the Frog Cake. Did you date that sweet in your time?
Ribbit.
Enough said.
What is a frog cake?
It's a bad time.
It's a little piece. It's like the old cake, and then they put a dollop of cream on it and cover it in fondant.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like something that you would do during the Great Depression.
Yes. I think it was born out of that, actually.
There you go.
Tickets still available for 9:15. David Strassman, The Chocolate Diet, Murray Bridge Town Hall this Saturday. Go and check it out. Thank you for your time this morning.
Cheers, guys, and see you there.
Murray Bridge is about to get a whole lot funnier. We're even here.